With today's top stories, I'm Tonata Kadila. The November 2024 election will take place in an increasingly competitive political landscape. To help voters critically engage with information and make informed decisions, several media and civil society organizations are joining forces to create a fact-checking coalition with funding support from the Google News Initiative. Here's Frederico Links from Namibia Fact Check.
I think we're all seeing sort of problematic information on the election information landscape. As we move closer, the expectation is that it could just get worse. And we are trying to assist voters in identifying what is credible, what is accurate, what is truthful, so that when people go into the voting booth, that they aren't confused by all the information pollution that they've been exposed to at that point. Because we don't want a democracy built on lies and propaganda. And that sort of thing.
Mobile Telecommunications Limited has launched a new mobile financial service, MTC Maris, designed to cater to the needs of over 50% of Namibians who lack access to traditional banking facilities or the unbanked population. The service allows users to send, receive, and manage money using their mobile phones, promoting greater access to financial services. MTC spokesperson Erasmus Nekundi explains.
This service is launched to bring convenience and also bring inclusivity, because we have noticed that we have had around about 21% of the population that is considered not qualified to open your formal bank account. MTC Maris will serve as your bank account, your phone number and your phone device that will serve as your bank account. So with MTC Maris, what you are able to do is you are able to cash in, able to cash out, you are able to send money, you are able to buy your groceries, you are able to pay your bills. All these, you are able to do it at no cost.
Then the World Health Organization has approved the first Mpox diagnostic test for emergency use. The UN health body says that this will increase testing capabilities in countries facing outbreaks. Daniel Johnson from UN News reports.
The Mpox test will provide immediate results and is described as pivotal in stopping the continuing spread of the deadly virus, previously called monkeypox. Early diagnosis of Mpox enables timely treatment and care and control of the virus, WHO said, adding that limited testing capacity and delays in confirming Mpox cases persist in Africa, and that this has contributed to the ongoing transmission of the disease. So far this year, more than 30,000 suspected cases of Mpox have been reported across Africa, but only 37% of cases in the Democratic Republic of the Congo were confirmed via a test.
And former Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Olmert has called for a two-state solution for Israel and Palestine. He told Newsroom Africa that the people of Palestine should not be denied the right to their sovereignty and questions the occupation of the territory by Israel.
At this point, you made a poll asking the Israelis or the Palestinians how much they support a two-state solution. Probably the majority will be against it. But what I have to say to the Israelis and to the international community is it possible for a compromise which will be very painful? Painful for us and I guess painful for the Palestinians. But we have to do something different. And what I think is we Israelis are not supposed to deny the Palestinians from their right for self-determination, for independence in their own sovereign state.
Find all these stories and much more on our website, featuremedianews.com.na. Feature Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.